What's happening, team? Welcome to the Type 1 Movement Podcast, where I'm going to be sharing with you my tips, tricks, and stories to help you lead the healthiest life possible as a Type 1 diabetic. I am your host, Type 1 Tom. Just a quick disclaimer, any advice that I give will not overpower your medical professional, so please consult with them first if you're thinking of making any changes. Squad, welcome back to another episode of the Type 1 Movement Podcast. With me, your boy, your host, you know how much you fucking love having me in your ears, Type 1 Tom. So, this episode is sparked from a client of mine asking me if I'd always had good control. So that's why I've titled it, Have I Always Had Good Control? I'll tell you what, the answer is short, but we're going to dig deep into it. No, I fucking haven't. So guys, as always, before we get started, please leave me a rating and a review on the podcast app, as it does really help me reach more Type 1s and positively impact and inspire our community. Also, feel free to screenshot this episode and share it on your Instagram stories. Tag me at Type1_Tom so I can reach out to you and I can say thank you. So guys, let's get into this, because I love this question, because I'm a coach who helps other Type 1 diabetics improve the health, the mindset, the blood glucose. So what if I didn't have good control? Be a bit hypocritical, wouldn't it? But I can't just say no, I've not, and yes, I do now. So that'd be a shit episode, right? So we're going to dive into a little story. So when I was first diagnosed about 13 years ago now, I'd always exercise at the gym, so I was active. I'd always track my calories, carb counter, protein counter, fats and stuff like that. I never paid specific attention to any specific macro. It was all seen on a whole. So being active and counting carbs and stuff was the easy part for me. But it was understanding fucking insulin and all that other shit. Yeah, that we get. And I still remember, I tell this story quite a lot. I still remember when I come out of hospital, I was only in 2 days. I was like, what a fucking Chinese. I wanted a Chinese. So I had deep fried crispy shredded chili chicken, salt and pepper chips, rice. And I was working the doors at the time. So I used to be a doorman years ago. Working the doors, I was 21. And I had this Chinese, and I think I must have injected about 9 or 10 units for it. Estimated the carb count on that. I was on the door, we're staying in range. Started to get a bit of a dip. And then I checked an hour later, because you need to understand, guys, back when I was diagnosed, it was pens and finger pricks. I didn't have a pump. Libras wasn't even around. And Dexcom was only known in fucking America. I didn't know anyone in the UK with it back then, like 13 years ago. So it was basic old school shit that some people still use now. So I remember stood on the doors and I pricked my finger. I was like, 4 points on that. I was like, oh, right. I'm going to leave it and just see what happens. I left it an hour or so. Towards the end of my shift, pricked my finger. I was like fucking 17 or something daft. And I was like, why have I got a spike up? So I put a little bit of insulin in, didn't really know my correction. This is the first night being out of hospital. Didn't really know my correction factor and all that. I was like, why have I spiked up? And we know now, well, I'm going to tell you guys why. I spiked because it's a Chinese. It's full of fat, it's full of sugar, it's full of carbs, and it slowed the release of the digestion down. I didn't know about split bolusing. I didn't know specifically how to carb count and deal with high fat meals. I didn't know. And this happened quite a lot. And there was a period where I went low carb for a bit, and it started to manage my glucose levels better. So I thought, oh, I'm not going to be able to have cake. I'm not going to be able to eat a lot of carbs, yada, yada. And then I was like, no, fuck this, there must be another way. I need to get a handle on this. So I fucking went all in on learning everything I could, because I had a DSN at the time, but I could fucking carb count better than her. No disrespect to her, but I remember coming to my house one day and she reversed into my car. That set the tone for me, right? That set a fucking tone for me. So I was like, yeah, so I kind of, from early on diagnosis, I kind of washed my hands a little bit with outside help, if you like. And I was like, right, so I'm lucky and cursed in the fact that whatever I set my mind to, I will achieve. I will do everything in my power to achieve. So I set my mind to mastering this condition. So I'm self-taught, guys, from internet scripts, like searching on the internet, reading books. And the main thing is doing tests on myself. I did so many tests on myself to get results. And this is what I'm trying to say in this is it's lessons that we learn from, and it's doing it over and over and over again. Guys, we're going to flip the script around a little bit, yeah? So when I first got into cycling, probably nearly a year ago now, a measure of cycling kind of performance is something called FTP, so it's functional threshold power. And it's what you can withstand for, like, it's basically a 20-minute test, and you take like 90 to 95% of that, and it gives you a power, which is done in watts, measured in watts, of what you can output, your power, and then you set training zones off that. So that's the test on it. When I first started cycling, my FTP was about 240 watts. Now, it's closer to 300 watts. How? Because I've cycled over and over and over and over again and done different workouts and shit to improve it. Guys, about 3-4 weeks ago, I decided, like, I'm going to fucking do a triathlon, but I'm shit at running. I've always been shit at running. So I went out about 3 weeks ago, let's say, and did a 5K. My time was 26 minutes, 54 seconds. I went out today before and did a 5K time trial just to see what I could get. I got 22 minutes, 7 seconds. Same with my mile. My 1 minute mile was 8 minutes, like 3 or 4 weeks ago. When I did my 5K test this morning, my fastest mile was about 6 minutes 50. Now, how's that got better? Well, over the 3 weeks, I've been running continuously, 3 to 4 times a week. I've just been running, following different workouts, some fast, some slow, some long, doing different tests. And it's the same with our diabetes management, and it's the same way that I am now in a position, now in my control. My first HbA1c was about 8 or something like that, 8%. I didn't know timing target, didn't know averages, because like I say, we didn't have Libras, I didn't have a fucking Dexcom. Now, my HbA1c stays consistently probably like 5.3 to 5.5, yeah? My last one was about 5.4. My timing target range, I keep consistently around 80 to 90%. My averages each day, I always aim for anywhere from 5 to 7. How have I done it? How have I done it? The same way that I increased my power on the bike, the same way that I got better at running, I've just done it. I've done lessons. I've done the workouts. And then same with my blood glucose. I've done different fucking tests. I've researched on myself. It's a skill. It is a skill, guys, that every day we are learning something new. It's a skill. Now, we're going to go on specifically, what did I do in the first 12 months of diagnosis? All right, so I come out of hospital. I knew I had to carb count. But I had this fucking, this hormone, this shit that I had to put into me, insulin. How the fuck does it work? What does it do? What's its job? I researched all of that and I understood that, okay, so it takes the blood, that it takes the glucose in my blood and puts it into the cells. It's like a key, right? But I need a specific amount depending on the amount of glucose in my blood. Okay, what else does it do? Well, it helps me recover from workouts, yeah? What else does it do? Well, it can transport other macronutrients, vitamins and minerals around the body. Right. So I did as much research as I possibly could on this substance now that I didn't create or didn't create enough of to find out exactly what it did because I wanted to know. I was curious. And then I was like, right, let's do a bit more research on carbs. This is all in the first 12 months. Let's do some more research on carbs. What exactly happens when we eat a carb? How does it get transported? So I did that. Right. Let's do some research on exercise. Let's go and do a weight session, see what happens to my blood glucose, get the data from it. Let's go, I think I did go on a run years ago, like I said, I mean shit. Let's see what happens. Yeah? I tried different things, so many different things. Let's go low carb, let's go higher fat, let's go higher carb. Like I tried so many different ways of eating, so many different ways of exercising in my first 12 months because I was curious. I wanted to know. I wanted the lessons. Guys, the only way that you will understand something is by lessons. And the only way you will get lessons is by trying stuff. And when you try different things, what's going to happen? Sometimes you're going to get the outcome that you want. sometimes you're not going to get the outcome that you want. So that's a lesson. And this is something that I say to all my clients. It's always a lesson. In the first 12 months, I had so many, I'm not saying failures. Let's go to true Tom fashion and say fuck ups. I had so many fuck ups, so many lows, so many highs. But it taught me so much to bring me to where I am today. And it's just done by putting the work in every single day. Same on the fucking, the thing that I told you about the bike, increasing my FTP power and my endurance and that. Same with getting better at running. You just do it. Same with your diabetes. You do it. Your carb count. You bolus. You get the data. You do it over and over and over again. Until more often than not, you get the results that you're looking for. You won't always get the perfect result. Why? Because this is diabetes. There's a lot that impacts it. It's not like riding a bike or running. I understand that, but I'm giving you that as an analogy just so you can understand that you need to put the work in every single day. Get these lessons, and this is going to be the best education for you. Yeah, you can listen to my podcast. You can follow other people on Instagram. You can do some research. You can read books. But at the end of the day, guys, this is information. And information is just information until you go out into the big wide world and you start fucking implementing it and practicing it. Then and only then are you going to get feedback to tell you what is going on. And that's what I did so much of in the first 12 months of being diagnosed. And you know what, guys, honestly, to this day, I'm still doing it. I'm still reading books on diabetes, type 1 diabetes. I'm still running little tests on myself. I'm still fucking listening to podcasts. I'm still educating myself because it never stops. I'm still there in the trenches with my clients every single day, curious about what they're doing, what they're trying, because I want to know. And it's the same with you guys. Yeah? The same with you guys. And like I said, I am self-taught through a lot of testing, a lot of lessons. Now, at the end of the day, guys, if I can do it and I can keep my HbA1c, even though it's not the true measure of control, of around, let's say, in the fives consistently, yeah? If I can do that, there is absolutely no reason at all why you are not capable of doing the same. Why you're not capable of doing the same. The only reason would be is that two things. One, you're not fucking looking for information or researching, but if you're on here, you obviously are. Or two, you're not putting it into action. Or actually, let's say three, you put it into action, you don't get the result that you want, you spit your fucking dummy out, and you give up. That'll be the only difference. Because if I've gone through 13 years of being self-taught and achieving great control, there is fucking no excuse why you cannot do the same. No excuse. That's pretty much it. That is it. Basically, what I want you to get from this is that managing your glucose levels is a skill, and skill we put work in every single day. And it's something we can learn. You can learn, you have to learn about your diabetes, about insulin, about the effects of different foods, about activity. You have to learn because that's the only way you're going to get better. You have to make mistakes and get fuck-ups because that's the only way you're going to get better. You have to look at the so-called bastard diabetes days, the bad days, as a lesson because that's the only way you're going to have the mindset and the strength to continue to push on. It does get tough, guys. Within the first 12 months also that I didn't mention, that I've mentioned on my other episodes, I hit my first bout of depression. It got tough, and it was from a number of things, but one of the things was that I still think to this day is I didn't have full acceptance over my diabetes. I masked it with thinking, right, I'm going to do research, I'm going to be super active on it, yada, yada. So I jumped to that step without saying, hey, my life's changed a lot. This is what I've got. This is now what I have to do. I didn't have that conversation with myself in my head. I jumped to, right, I'm going to fucking nail it. I missed that step. And that come back to bite me in the arse later. So I'll say to you guys, Because I even take clients on and like, you know what? Wow, this is so much information. I don't even think I've accepted it. Guys, sit down one day and have a fucking conversation with yourself in your head. I know it might sound like a madman or a mad woman, but listen, this is the way to do it. Have a conversation with yourself in your head like, yeah, I'm a type 1 diabetic. I'm going to have this for the rest of my life. Unless they find a cure, but like I say, I never hold hope on that. I'm a type 1. I'm going to have this for the rest of my life. It's something that I'm always going to have to think about. It's always going to be there in the back of my mind. I had a conversation with a new client I'm taking on this morning. And she said, yeah, I don't really want to be thinking about it as much. I was like, hold on a second and I'll be straight, like I was with her. I said, you want good control, but you don't want to think about it as much. Guys, step out your own fucking way, because even when we're looking to achieve good control, you've got to think about it more. When you get good control in the position I'm in now, I still think about it every single day. It's still always there in my mind. Yeah, so have this conversation with yourself, fully accept it, and then say, right, I'm fucking unique for having this condition. I know I have the ability to take charge of this condition and make it work for me. You make it work for you. Don't let it run your life, because if you don't make it work for you, it'll fucking run your life and it'll beat you to the fucking ground every day. And we don't want that. So you have that conversation with yourself, fully accept it. Don't care whether you've been diagnosed 2 weeks or fucking 60 years. Make sure you've fully accepted it, and then you can move on to these lessons that we get taught every single day. I'm still getting taught lessons now, yeah? Guys, that's it. I will say, if you want my help with any of this and achieving better control, and you want to come and join my team, then all you need to do is reach out to me on Instagram, type1_Tom, and drop me, what shall we say so I know it's come from this episode? Pretty simple. Say good control. DM me with good control and I'll have a chat. I'm also going to stick in the show notes on this episode, I'm going to stick a link to book a call in with me and we can have a chat there as well. So if you want my help in controlling your blood glucose levels and you want to come and join my team of all fucking diet badasses, because I love every single one of them, they are mega. Now all you need to do is reach out to me on Instagram or on Facebook. Send me a DM, say good control, or click the link in the show notes on this episode and book like your strategy call in with me. That is it. Guys, I hope you got value from this episode. As always, if you did, please leave me a rating and a review on the podcast app, as it really does help me reach more type 1 diabetics and positively impact our community. That is it. That is it for this episode. As always, thank you very much for taking the time out of your day to listen to it. I truly appreciate you. I'm very grateful. And I hope you have a fucking awesome day. Or you've had an awesome day. As always, team, until the next episode, peace.